Good morning. It's a rowdy place in here this morning. It's good to hear so many children with us this morning because it's Children's Sunday. Did you know that? I kind of think maybe you guys knew that it was Children's Sunday because it sounds really, really wound up in here. Are we excited this morning? I don't know. Still sounds a little bit sleepy. Well, I want to welcome you all this morning and ask if there are any announcements to be made. What? Come here and make your announcement. I don't know what you're mouthing at me.
I had a request to make an announcement this morning. If anybody has call slates still, we definitely need to get those in as soon as possible so we can make decisions. Thank you.
Pam has an announcement.
I just want to highlight in the bulletins today, there's information about Tessa's mission trip to Nigeria. She's going to be in Nigeria for a year practicing as a nurse, and she is asking for the support of the congregation in that mission. She needs to do some fundraising for that. We will also be having a soup and sandwich to raise funds for her on June 23rd after the 10:30 worship service.
This week is Children's Sunday. Next week, our youth, our senior high youth, will be leading worship for both the 8:15 and the 10:30 worship services. So I'm sure it's going to be a very energetic and lively morning. Looks like Jeremy could use a little bit of that. Lively and energetic. Sorry, when you're up here, you see stuff. After church this morning, you all know there's our church picnic down in the pavilion, so please stay. Make sure you come down and enjoy a great time and lots of delicious food. So if there's no more announcements, I'd like to turn then to any prayer concerns or joys that we may have. I think Carl and Jean have left and gone home for the day. Carl is in the process of starting his stem cell transplant. He had an injection done on Friday. Tomorrow he goes back for, just because he had nothing better to do, had cataract surgery this past week. So he's going for a checkup for his cataracts tomorrow morning. And then at 2:00 in the afternoon, he has to be down in Jefferson. They'll be putting in a port and they will start harvesting stem cells on Tuesday. And so definitely need prayers for both he and Jean. Anybody else have any prayer concerns or joys?
I just have an addition to that. I'm on. I was told this morning that he had previously had no bone pain, but it had started this morning. So extra prayers. Thanks.
Okay, I don't see anybody with anything, so hopefully we're all having a good couple of weeks here. All right, then we are going to start off with a song of worship.
So because it's Children's Sunday, and I know that you guys are all still very young at heart, we're going to start out with some kids' songs today. So this lyric should be projected on the screen behind me. And sing out really loud because God loves singing and he loves a joyful noise even if you don't think you sound good. So we're gonna start out with I Am a Sea. If you guys could all stand up and get energetic because this is Children's Sunday. I am a sea.
I am a sea.
Yeah.
All right. The next one we're going to do, which I know was a big kids' favorite when I used to be in the little kids' Sunday school, is Jesus is a cool dude. So we got to get our stomp, stomp, clap pattern going. Energetic and warmed up now.
I'd like to ask you all to bow your heads and pray with me. God of all life, we thank you for the signs of your love that surround us, for sun and warmth and all that comes to life within creation. For all that sleeps within the earth awaiting birth. We praise you for the wisdom of your care. Water on the earth, sunlight on our spirits, and the healing of broken hearts. We pray your blessings on Pastor Bob as he prepares for conference in just a few weeks. We pray for Carol as she shares her husband with the denomination. We pray for Carl as he starts his journey through the transplant process, and for Jean as she journeys along beside him. Continue to touch us all. Reach out with compassion and forgiveness that we may receive your gifts, that we may know your love and grace and rise to new life in Jesus Christ. Amen. And I believe now we're going to do some Bible presentations.
Good morning. We believe it's very important to recognize the milestones of growth that happen among us. Many parents bring their children in to be consecrated, and at that time, the church promises to share with the parents in the Christian nurture of each child. One way we carry out this responsibility is to present each child with his or her own Bible in a children's version. We present that Bible near the child's seventh birthday. At this age, most children have the basic reading skills needed to begin using a children's Bible, both at home and in Sunday school. And if for some reason reading challenges a child, a parent or other adult friend can help. We hope these Bibles will be special to the children as they learn and grow in faith. At this time, can I have the four children receiving their Bibles come forward? Okay, first will be Aiden Blatt. Can you get your Bible? Wait here, buddy. Aiden, wait. Aiden is the son of Matt and Leah Blatt, and he lives in Bethel. He will be going to the second grade at Bethel Elementary in the fall. He has one sister, Ava. Aiden likes to ride four-wheeler and write stories. Next, we have Jason Light. Thank you. Jason is the son of Mark and Jolynn Light. He lives on Kerr Road in Richland. He just finished kindergarten and is going to first grade in the fall at Bethel Elementary School. He has a stepbrother named Matthew and a sister, Katie. Jason likes playing baseball, soccer, and basketball. Okay, next we have Brooke Bixler. Brooke is the daughter of Jonathan and Tiffany Bixler, and she lives on Kerr Road in Richland. She is going into the first grade at Bethel Elementary School. She has one sister, Maya, and one brother, Elijah, and a dog, Rooney. Brooke enjoys cheerleading, reading, playing the violin, and anything to do with horses. And last but not least, we have Victoria. Victoria is the daughter of Matt and Karen Sanchez, and she lives in Richland. She is going into second grade at Fort Zeller Elementary School. She has one brother, Nathan. Victoria enjoys singing in the Jubilee Choir, and she also enjoys participating in dance class. Okay, would you please pray with me? Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who has commanded us to teach our children about you. Bless them now as they stand in your presence, covered by the blessing of our prayers. We offer them to you today, praying that they will grow up with the eyes of their minds alert and eager to study your word. May the ears of their hearts always listen to your instructions. May our suggestions, loving discipline, and example always direct them to you. We offer this prayer in the name of Jesus, your word to us. Amen. Okay, guys, you can go back to your parents.
So I was thinking about my offertory thought for this morning, and it's Children's Sunday. And just got this picture in my mind of this exuberant little child. And it's happened to me a few times, coming to me with this wilted handful of dandelions. And they were so excited because they picked me flowers. And I dutifully put them in a little cup of water, and I treasured them. They were pitiful little flowers, but my child had picked them for me and given them to me out of the love and the joy of their heart. And that's the way God wants us to give our gifts to him. If the ushers would come forward, please.
Thank you.
Will you bow your heads and pray with me? Father God, take these gifts that we offer as your children and use them to your glory. In Christ we pray, amen. Now, we have a little bit of something we're going to do this morning. A little group of people called Tristan Shout. Now, I do see some kids kind of way in the back there. You guys might want to move up a little closer because this looks like it's going to get pretty interesting up here. Any of you Young at Heart kids that are way in the back and think you might not be able to see what's going on, come on up a little closer. We don't bite. Well, I'm told they're going to introduce themselves. So, to borrow a phrase, without further ado, Tristan Shout.
Clapping and we haven't done anything. We're done. Clapping means the end, right? No, not yet. Okay. No. Well, we're excited to be here and we hope that you're excited too. It's Children's Day all over Lebanon and Berks County, apparently. So we had a show earlier this morning in Lebanon and came running up here to see you guys up here. And just keep moving on up because we're going to need some volunteers for our show this morning. So we are Tristan Shout Balloons. I'm Tristan. She's the big mouth.
Thank you so much for that. Yes, when we started this, Tristan at the age of 10 she got one of these books on how to twist balloons. You know, the little kits with the, you know, little pump and really bad balloons. And for 3 years, she was a closet twister. Everything she twisted went into her closet. When she turned 13, I started homeschooling and I did not like art class. And of course, moms, we have to teach. And I got this instructional class for balloons, and I thought, this is awesome. I don't have to teach this. I'm going to take her to this balloon class where she met some awesome professionals. It sort of backfired because at the age of 15, she turned into a teenager with a social life. And of course, moms have nothing better to do, right?
She volunteered, really.
Yes, moms. We always volunteer. And so she taught me how to twist balloons so that I could help her so she could go have a social life while I went and twisted her balloons.
It backfired. Now we're so busy, neither one of us have a social life.
But we're always at the party.
Life of the party.
Quinn is joining us. He's new to our show. He's my son at 14. He
is very humble.
Brings a little bit something new to the show. And so we just thought we're going to throw him in with both feet and see if he can sink or swim. So
he'll do pretty good.
Yeah, he has no problem with feeling humble at all. So we do have a couple things. So we're going to start with, is there anyone who knows how to twist balloons?
I do.
Put your hands down. I meant audience. We know you know how to, you better know how to twist balloons. Okay. Communication is the key to every good family, isn't it? Our communication gets quite interesting. Well, we're going to show you how to twist a one balloon dog. And of course, the first thing that you need to do whenever you twist a balloon is you have to start with a balloon that's inflated, don't you? So we're going to start with blowing. Now, when we give you balloons, children, don't put them in your mouth. Even do not put them in your mouth. You see, we use pumps to pump our balloons because they are very strong balloons. So Tristan is going to use the balloon. She's going to use the pump. And we're going to start with showing you how to make a one balloon dog. So if she will inflate the balloon, then I'll show you how to make it one. I think we missed a step. Does anyone want to help Tristan? What did she miss? You forgot to tie it.
So tie the end. Tie a knot? Okay, I'll tie
okay.
A knot.
Okay, yes. That is, you know, some people call us balloon tires. We're actually balloon artists. There is balloon twisters and
I don't think she's very good at this. That was a knot.
It's still, see, there's one hole in every balloon, right? And that's where you have to put the knot, at that hole.
What did I forget?
There is a future engineer right there. That's awesome. You're very good at instructions.
So, not the ends.
No, we're not making a donut. Not one end.
Okay, this end.
No, this end does not have a hole in it. you need to knock the end where we have, to keep the air in. This is,
okay.
How many years have you been doing this?
Apparently not long enough.
I would think not long enough.
Knock the balloon.
Okay, so after you. I'm pretty sure there was a finger in the knot.
There
was. I'm pretty sure fingerless knots might be a better way of doing that.
Not Sam's finger.
Yes. Do not put your finger in the knot. You can see why this is hard, isn't it? If we just could just get a knot in the balloon, we could get on with the show.
You guys said you have 3 hours, right?
Okay. Ah, okay. All right, so let's just make this a little bit more fun. How about we'll do a race, right? Now, of course, Quinn hasn't been doing this as long as us, so I'll slow down a little bit.
Who's racing?
All of us. So you will make a three-twist dog, okay, Tristan?
Okay, three-balloon dog, got it.
A three-twist dog, and then you do yours, I'll do mine. Quinn, are you ready for a three-twist dog?
Yeah, sure, sure.
Okay, all right, so we'll see how, and I will, you know, when you're older, you get better at things, right? Okay, so I will not only twist, I will also talk as I'm twisting, and if you pay attention, you might be able to go home and do this at home. Not very likely, but you can try. It takes a lot of practice. Just like anything else you do in life, the more practice you do, the better you get. The number one thing is make sure you have air in the balloon, because I'm going to be pushing that down to the very end. That's the number one problem of most twisters. Okay, so are we ready?
Yes.
So we're going to make a three-twist dog, and we're going to start with, we'll do a drum roll, and then we'll count down, 3, 2, 1. Okay, ready? So drum roll, three, two, one, go. So when you twist, you go 1, 2, 3 times in the same direction. You're going to have a nose, and you're going to have one ear, and then you're going to have 2 ears. I just did a lock twist. I can let that go. If I would go and start twisting in the other direction, what happens? I untwist it. You don't want to do that.
Balloon
because if you
one,
untwist it, you have to
two.
Do it one more time. Then you go down, and you have a front feet, and you never want to take a dog with 3 legs and call them lucky. That does not work at all. And when you get it all done,
and
you're going to end up with... All right, so I'll just do this, give these guys a little bit more time to catch up. If I remember where I'm at, that'll work. I think we're good. Okay, guys, so let's
show off our dogs. It's a pretty cool three-balloon dog.
Where's your dog?
It's a hot dog. Anybody have ketchup?
A hot dog. Okay, what three-twist dog is this?
Three balloon dog.
That's what she said, right?
A three balloon.
That's four.
A three twist dog. One.
There's at least 3 twists in here.
Okay. You know what is really cool about the three twist dog? The three twist dog is a magic balloon. Do you guys want to see magic as well?
Yes.
Okay. Are you ready? Okay. It's a dog, right? Are you sure it's a dog? What does it look like now? A giraffe.
Can you turn your dog into a giraffe?
I can eat mine.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Don't eat that.
I think I'm the winner.
It might be chewy.
It's overcooked.
Oh.
Wow. Okay, I can tell this is going to be an interesting show. We're going to have to work on communication. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, let's add some fun. Let's add some audience members into our show, okay? So what we're going to do, is there anyone who has never, ever, ever before twisted a balloon? Because that's like the best, isn't it? Okay. Right there in the orange?
Peach?
Peach. Yes, peach. Orange. It's a shade of orange.
It's peach.
It's lime green.
Okay. What is your name? Maya? Maya, come on up here. And of course, we need to have a second volunteer. And of course, if you have a girl, you have to have a boy for a face-off, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
I think so, too. In the blue shirt back there.
Oh. There's a whole lot of blue.
Did you twist a balloon before, ever? Have you ever twisted a balloon? Okay,
no.
And what is your name?
Chad.
Okay, Chad. Okay.
And can you stand right here for me, Chad?
Okay, Maya. So this is how this is going to work. How this is going to work is I'm going to make a monkey. And I'm going to race Chad making a monkey. We're going to see if he's... Are you a very fast learner, Chad? You guess. Okay, good. Do you know what a monkey looks like? Oh, okay, he knows what a monkey looks like. We're in good shape. Okay, you know what a monkey looks like as well. Okay, now if I get stuck, I need you to help, okay? So you're going to twist the tail, okay? Okay, so Maya, why don't you step right here? We're going to need our balloons for
get
this.
Get our balloons situated. Let's see. One hand, second hand.
Okay, and it's just like making a cake.
Right
you
there.
Have to use a pattern or a
you
recipe.
Hold those three.
And so we're running out of, we need a few more balloons.
Oh, okay, I'll inflate mine.
Okay. It. And I need mine, don't I?
Let's see here.
Okay, so we have three.
One more.
We're going to need more than three. Let's
three,
see.
One, two, three.
This will work.
Da-da-da. I think this will work.
So how many balloons do we need for this?
You need
20.
20? Okay, that should work pretty well. Okay, so we're going to need five balloons for this.
So I'm going to have you take one step
and
that way.
Just we have, right, how many do you have now, Maya?
Here. Excellent.
You have five now?
I'll take these two.
You have four, so one more. Makes five. I can do this, I really can.
I don't know about that.
This is something that has to be used by a professional. This could be the problem. Wow.
And it's not pop art today. That's a good thing.
No paparazzi in here.
Okay. I think we're ready. Maya, are you ready? This is the tail. This is the important part.
You remember what we talked about?
All right.
Awesome.
Okay, Chad, are you ready to make a monkey? All right. Here, Maya, you stand right here. Can you say go? Sure. You have to get him to do a drum roll.
All right.
And you count down.
All right. Drum roll, please. Your marks, get set, go.
Okay. So we start with, whoops, that's the wrong one. Okay, so a monkey. So you have to sort of know what, and you remember where the tail goes, right? And we have to have a tail, because if it's not, doesn't have a tail, it's not a monkey. You know what happens if it doesn't have a tail? Yes, but if it doesn't have a monkey, if it doesn't have a tail, it's not a monkey, it's an ape. Okay, so I should quit talking and start twisting so I can catch up to Chad.
Rose, he's got a head in life.
Chad, what are you doing over there?
He's twisting.
Slow down a little bit, Chad. Okay, somebody has to tell him to slow it down.
That wasn't me.
That's called pop art. Every once in a while it's needed. It had a tumor. That's okay. We're all good. Okay, you hold this. And hold this. And hold, oh my.
Almost there, Chad. Good job.
That did not look well.
And
this
if it doesn't have a tail, it's
sick.
Not a monkey. So, hold that for me for a second. We're gonna make, you're gonna make your tail, of course. I'm not
okay, are you
at
ready
all.
To do the tail? Because I think we might have to do this like really, really, really quick. Because I have a feeling we're getting behind somehow or other. I don't know how that happens. I always lose this race. And I keep asking for beginners. How is it these beginners are so smart? Maybe I need to have you already know how. Okay.
It's going down to the wire, folks. Who's going to win it?
Oh, are you ready to do the tail? Okay.
Can you hold that up for me, Chad? Oh, turn it around so everyone can see.
Put the tail on there, quick. We're going to win.
Hold it up high. Good job.
Oh, my. We were making, oops. Okay, I think maybe, how did you do that, Chad?
He's naturally talented.
Maya, we really tried and you did an awesome job. And I think maybe that racing is just not the thing for me to do. There you go.
Didn't they do great?
You guys can take your monkeys back with you to your seat.
You guys can take that, thank you.
Wow.
So I think we said we needed another volunteer. Is it volunteer or victim? Are we allowed to say victim?
You know, it's a V word, right? And so.
Oh, that's true.
There's this person named Andy. Andy? Why is he looking at me like that's not my name? Everyone knows you here, Andy. You have to come up here. And I don't know who chose you, but they just said, you're just the perfect victim
volunteer
for this. Do you help with the children ministry here? Do they know you, though? Does everyone know Andy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably not that long since you were a kid, too. I mean, what's 10, 20 years? Stand right up here, Andy.
Right in the middle.
Okay, Andy, so of course we love to teach lessons with balloons. And Andy has volunteered to help us teach this very important lesson.
It was so nice of him.
I can see a future leader coming up. Okay, so, and of course, you know, we're Sunday school, and we are Children's Day, and so, well, let's take a lesson that comes from the Bible, and we'll turn it into a balloon lesson. Are you ready for that, Andy?
Sure.
Okay, all right. I love your energy. I can tell you're going to be the perfect person for the job. Okay, all right. So, this is what I'm going to need help from everyone this morning. So, we're going to make a chain, okay? We're going to give all of our balloons names. The balloon names are going to be sins. These are things that God tells us that we should not do, okay? And so we're going to put them, because sin looks good, doesn't it? So we're going to use pretty colors, and that's how it comes to us. So can anyone tell me what is a sin that God says, thou shalt not lie? Okay, now your job is to hold that. Okay. Okay. And I have some more balloons, so I need a few more. Anyone else? Right there. Go ahead. Thou shalt not
lie.
Okay, we have lie. What's another one? Thou shalt not steal. You should not take things that do not belong to yourself. We're going to tie this on here. Don't let go. It's really important. You have some sins that are coming, you know, you wake up in the morning and sometimes, anyone else have any?
I've got one.
Thou shalt not kill. We're only allowed to kill balloons after a matter of speaking.
I've got one.
Yes?
You shouldn't talk to me before 9 a.m. without my coffee.
The Lord does not say thou shalt not talk without coffee. That's a new version, I think. Anyone else have any? Let's see, so we have lying, we have stealing, we have killing. Do you have one? What's yours? Thou shalt not.
Touch my car.
You gonna help? Come on, Mom and Dad. Your brother knows too.
Oh boy.
Thou shalt not sin. Okay, and a sin is something that God tells us not to do. So we're all of these are sins, so do you know what another one is? Thou shalt not. There's a Ten Commandments, and they all say, do you know? Covet. Thou shalt not want something that's someone else, that thou shalt not covet.
And kids in the back, you're allowed to throw things out, too. You don't have to be shy.
Yes, and the older kids are allowed to help with this. We have no age limit on this.
So can you hold the end of that, Quinn,
thou
please?
Thou shalt not covet. Thou shalt not steal. Anyone else? Okay. Thou shalt not swear. That's correct. We do not want to be saying bad words. Swearing. We definitely swearing if you get up and you're, yes, God tells us that does not honor him by doing that, does it? Anyone else? How many more do we need here?
We just need three more.
Three more. Okay. You guys can do this. Let's have the back half of the church to help out. You can't hide in the back.
Not at all.
Anyone back there? You know, the back half of the church might have to help with the second half of the program.
I like that idea, too. Oh, in yellow.
Go ahead. Thou shalt not worship idols. Correct.
Perfect.
We're not going to worship idols. God says, thou shalt not put any other god before me. He is the one true God.
Yeah, it might be bad if you get idle.
Do you have one? Mm-hmm. What is yours?
She's thinking.
Should I get the balloon a while? Do you have it?
Oh, he's got one here.
Okay. Do not disobey your parents. Ephesians 6:1. I love that one. Disobey your parents. You're not supposed to disobey God either, are you? God is like our Heavenly Father. So disobeying is another.
Last one.
How are you doing there, Adam? Tough job, isn't it? We're going to make it a little bit more interesting for you. Okay, right here? You're not worried. Thou shalt not commit adultery. That's a little bit hard for you to do. But the sexual sins? Yes. Okay. So, yes, and I think it's, what, Exodus 20? We have our Ten Commandments. That has a lot of sins. And then there's, so, you know what? When you get up in the morning, you start, you say good morning to God. You have your quiet time.
So you hang
time,
on that really tight.
And everything is starting out good. And then what happens?
You tell a little lie.
Maybe you told a little lie. Maybe you were fighting with your brother. Maybe you wanted that John Deere tractor. Are you a John Deere person?
That was Lebanon County.
Okay. John Deere's, I found out, is what we covet here, not Cadillacs. And, you know, after a while, you are so full of sin. And Satan says, look at you. There's no way God can love something like that. You're just full of sin. That's just, you know, that is just really ugly in God's sight. You have no reason to talk to God because all he's going to see is your sins. He's not going to talk to you. You're not worthy. And so how are you feeling there, Adam?
A little tied up.
A little tied up at the moment, yes. And what do we decide? We decide, well, maybe the devil's right and I sinned, so I'll just have to carry these a little bit longer, don't we? And so we just keep carrying our sins around and we just think, you know, what are we going to do? So we carry our sins around for, are you okay hanging out here a little bit?
Sure.
Okay.
Perfect.
Perfect. Okay. So, Adam, we're going to come back to you.
Yeah, we'll have you stand right about
because
there.
Because Adam has decided that he's full of sins, but he's going to carry them. He did this to himself. He got himself in. He's going to get himself out. He'll figure out a way to do this. And so while he's thinking about that, we're going to get back into our next part.
And so this is my favorite part.
Yes. Okay. So we're going to need volunteers for this part. And so what I will do is...
Yes. So Miss Rose, she's going to pick volunteers. And you guys are going to come up here. And so we are traveling to Africa today. So please have your tray tables up in the upright and locked position as we travel to Africa here.
Just right down the step.
So our first volunteer, what's your name, sir?
Miles.
Cool. And what's your name?
Giselle.
Can you stand right here for me? So Miles, you're going to hang out right there. Now Miles, he showed up as a normal guy. And so he's turning into someone
here. Are you ready
for
a fun balloon?
Okay. He is turning into this guy out in the jungle. And I need you guys to tell me who is Miles today. Do you guys know who he is? And if you're not sure, you can just shout it out. He can help you save 15% or more in your car insurance. Who is he? A gecko. Yes, he is the iguana. And so he woke up this morning and he was in an okay mood. He didn't have his coffee yet. And along comes his friend, who is this guy? Mr. Mosquito. And Mr. Mosquito he's had at least three cups of coffee, three. And he is in an absolute great mood. And he comes buzzing over here to Miles and he goes, good morning, Mr. Iguana. And he's like, what? And he says, I had something that happened this morning. I saw sweet potatoes that the farmer had, and they were as big as I was. And Miles, it's way too early for anything like this. He needs at least two more cups of coffee before he can even deal with the mosquito. And so he goes, why am I even listening to this? And what do you do when you hear something that you don't want to hear? What do? You cover your ears. Well, he needs all of his feet because he's an iguana. He walks. Can you show us how you walk, Miles? About like that. And so he walks and with his four, and he puts, do you have this for me, Rose? He takes some sticks. Got it. And his sticks he takes and he puts them in his ears. I know you're thinking he's auditioning for Shrek, but no. Perfect. You got it? Thank you. And so he goes walking down and he runs into his friend Giselle. And Giselle, you showed up as a normal human too? And this is Miss Giselle. Anyone know who she is? What does she look like? What is she? A snake. And so Mr. Miles, he goes walking along down the line, and he passes Giselle, and she goes, good morning. And he's got sticks in his ears. He can't hear a thing she's saying. So he just keeps on walking right down there to the end, slide this way to Miss Giselle. And she goes, uh-oh. You know, we're normally friends. We go bowling on Tuesdays, we do bingo on Thursdays, and we're good friends. But he didn't say anything. So he didn't say anything. He's got to be planning something against me. I don't like that. So she goes and she runs into a hole, the first hole she sees, which is normally okay because there's not a lot of holes, but or holes that have people in them. But this just so happens, what's your name, sir?
Jacob.
This happens to be the hole of Jacob. Anyone know what he is? A rabbit. Can you hop for us, Jacob? Can you hop for us just like a rabbit would? Excellent. And so she goes and she slithers in the hole of Jacob the rabbit. And Jacob the rabbit, he was having his cup of tea, not coffee. Coffee makes him jittery. So he's sitting there and he is drinking his tea. And all of a sudden, a snake comes in. I don't know about you, but if a snake came into my hole, I'd be out of there pretty fast. And that's exactly what Jacob did. He goes and he darts out the front door. And he goes running and he's seen by someone. What's your name, sir? What is Dominic? Okay. And this is Dominic. Anyone who know who he is?
Daffy Duck.
Daffy Duck. Does Daffy Duck live in Africa? I guess it depends on the episode. Well, he's actually, this is Dominic the Crow. Can you flap your wings for me, Dominic? Excellent. And Dominic has a very special job. Everyone in the forest, they have a very, very special job. And Dominic's job is to call for danger in the forest. And so he sees Jacob the rabbit running as fast as he can, and he goes and he starts calling, danger, danger, danger. And there's someone else. What's your name?
Victoria.
And it is Victoria's job as Victoria the, what is she?
Monkey.
The monkey. Victoria the monkey, her job is to help Dominic the crow. And she goes off as quick as she can. She grabs a dead tree branch, but the tree branch falls. And it knocks the baby owl in the head. And Mama Owl, she comes back from hunting. Mama Owl was out hunting. She comes back. Her baby owl has been knocked on the head. And that makes her very, very sad. So we have, what's your name, sweetie?
Ariana.
What is it?
Ariana.
Ariana. And so we have Ariana, Mama Owl. She can't see at all. Perfect. And so she's very, very sad. And when she's sad, she doesn't call for the sun to rise. And that means that the night goes on and 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 on. And all of these guys up here, they're not nocturnal animals like Mama Owl. So they start grumbling, they start complaining, because I don't know about you, I prefer the light, not dark time. And so that means that someone has to show up. And who do you call when you have trouble? Anyone? The king of the jungle. Who is it? Who is it? The lion.
You call Andy.
And just so happens. I promise this wasn't planned. And we have the king of the jungle, so I need you, sir, to call a meeting for me.
You have to call a meeting of all your family.
Everybody come for a meeting.
It works. It works. And he says, what's the problem? They say, Mama Owl, she's not hooted for the sun to rise, and so it's dark. And so he says, Mama Owl, step forward.
Mother Owl didn't come to the meeting because Mother Owl was very sad.
Oh, she didn't come to the meeting, did she? Mosquito, can you go get Mother Owl, please? Oh, forward. Okay, awesome. And Miss Ariana, why didn't she hoot for the sun to rise? Do you remember why? Well, she thinks about it for a little bit, and she goes, it's because I was so sad, and it was the monkey's fault. The monkey swung and knocked the baby owl in the head, and that's why I didn't call for the sun to rise. So the lion has to call for the monkey. Monkey, step forward, please. So, why did you knock the baby owl on the head?
Because I was swinging on a branch.
Because she was swinging on a branch. She's been paying attention. She read the script. And so she goes, it wasn't my fault at all. It really, really wasn't. I was just swinging on the branch calling for danger because it was Dominic's fault. Dominic the crow over here, he was calling for danger, so I was helping him out. So it's not my fault at all. And so Dominic the crow, can you call for Dominic the crow, please?
Mr. Crow.
Step forward, Dominic. Awesome. And so why were you calling for danger? Do you remember why? Oh, what is it? He thinks about it a little bit longer, and he goes, it wasn't my fault at all. I was just doing it because I saw the rabbit. The rabbit was running really, really, really fast, and the rabbit doesn't run really, really fast for any other reason, so I figured it had to be danger, so it wasn't my fault. So Andy, the lion, he thinks about it. He goes, let me see if I've got this straight. So it was the rabbit. The rabbit was running so fast that it alerted the crow, who alarmed the monkey, who swung with the dead tree branch and knocked the baby owl on the head. And that's why Mama Owl won't call for the sun to rise. So Andy, he's like, we obviously have to talk to the rabbit, don't we?
So it's the rabbit's fault. What do you have to say for yourself?
Jacob, what do you have to say for yourself? Why were you running so fast? A snake was chasing you. Are you sure he was chasing you? Oh, he was chasing you. He says, okay, so it's got to be, is it Jezebel? Giselle, I'm sorry. I guess that would be a mix up there. So Giselle, why did you scare the rabbit?
Because he would not let me go in his hole.
So are you sure about that? Maybe. So he thought about it a little bit longer, and he goes, it wasn't my fault at all. You see, it was the iguana's fault. The iguana didn't talk to me. We do bingo on Thursdays, and he didn't talk to me, so I knew there had to be something up. So he goes, and he said, that's why I went into the hole. So Andy, the lion, he thinks about it, and he says, let me see if I've got this all straight. So it was the iguana, all the way over there, who didn't talk to the snake, and so the snake went into the hole of the rabbit, who scared the rabbit, who went out the front door, who alerted Dominic the crow, who went flapping and calling for danger, and the monkey called for danger as well, and that's not the baby owl in the head, and that's why Mama Owl won't call for the sun to rise. Did the iguana come to the meeting? No. The iguana had a little bit of something in his ears, didn't he? So, Mr. Mosquito, can you bring the iguana to the meeting? He's hanging out over there somewhere. All right, Mr. Iguana, we need a little bit of surgery there. Perfect. So he pulls the sticks out of his ears and he goes, oh, thank goodness. I was feeling like I couldn't talk to anyone all day. I thought people had something wrong. They didn't like me today. And I know I showered. So that's not what it was. Is that what it was, Miles? You showered this morning? His mom said, yeah. Perfect. And so he was like, did you know about everything that you caused? All the trouble you caused?
It's not my fault.
He's pretty good at this. So Andy, are you feeling a little bit like a dad here? Yeah. Okay. So Miles, you had sticks in your ears. Why did you have sticks in your ears? The mosquito was annoying you. Is the mosquito perhaps your little brother? Maybe. Okay. And so he goes, okay, let me see if I've got this straight. So it was the mosquito who annoyed the iguana, who then didn't talk to Giselle, the snake, who scared the rabbit, who alarmed the crow, who alerted the monkey, who swung and knocked the dead tree branch, knocked the baby owl on the head, and that's why Mama Owl won't call for the sun to rise. Does that sound about right to everyone? Yes. And so that's what Andy says. He goes, Andy says, punish the mosquito.
Punish the mosquito.
Excellent. Has anyone seen the mosquito?
He's right there.
Over there. Actually, actually, the mosquito disappeared right about that point. And everyone, they, do you remember what they did?
Mother Owl was very happy that the baby owl was going, somebody was going to be paying for the baby owl hanging over my head. So Mother Owl goes to the very top branch, and she said, in her best who ever,
can you say who for us?
And she called for the sun to rise so everyone could have day and it could be a very happy time for us once more.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And so to this day, no one has ever seen that mosquito. That mosquito has disappeared. But when you hear a mosquito, you hear them buzzing in your ear. Do you know what they're saying? They're saying, is everyone still mad at me? Is everyone still mad at me? And what do? Smack. That's exactly, that's the answer they get. And so that's why mosquitoes buzz in people's ears. Perfect. And so you guys see here that the iguana over there, he was having a pretty bad day, wasn't he? And do you guys see all the chaos that caused? From one person having a bad day, it caused all of this chaos. So just like chaos can happen from a bad day, if you have a smile and pass it along, that can create a whole lot of good too. But even more important than that, Mother Owl here, now, Rose, my mom, likes this part the best.
This is the most important lesson if we teach you nothing else, Dad and kids. This is the most important lesson of all.
Yes.
So this lesson is, if Mama ain't happy,
ain't nobody happy. Perfect. Thank you. So everyone here, except for Andy,
you guys
can take your balloons and go back to your seat. Thank you for your help. Perfect. Perfect. And Andy, how are you feeling back here?
All right.
You're all right?
Okay.
You're not on. Perfect.
So Andy, you're still hung up with your sins here.
Mm-hmm. Are they getting comfortable by now?
No.
Not really, no. Okay. Well, you know, just like most of us, we think that, you know, we got ourselves in, we're going to get ourselves out. But you know, you can't get yourself out of sin. You can get yourself deeper into sin, but you need help to get out of sin. Does anyone know how to get out of sin? What do we need? Let's see here. Andy, we're going to need some help here. Can you read that for me?
Grace.
You need grace. Is anyone here named Grace? Oh, no. Not a name, is it?
No.
Where do we find grace? You know, there's one place that you can go to find grace. And that's at the cross, right? When we go to Jesus and say, Jesus, I have sinned. I have done so many wrong things today. And would you just get rid of my sins for me? Because they're getting very, very, very heavy. Of course, the devil said that there's no way that God's going to love you because you're full of sins. Do you not see the sins that you're all wrapped up? That's all God's going to see is those sins. No. God sees beyond the sins to the person, and he sees the heart. And when we go to Jesus and ask for his grace and his forgiveness, your sins fall off, and it says that God will cast them as far as the east is from the west, right? He will remove your sins from you. Andy, you've done an excellent job. You get to keep your grace as well.
You get to keep your line as well.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for your help.
So we hope that you enjoyed our story this morning, and we hope that you learned something from it as well. And thank you so much for having us here. Thank you.
Did you guys like that? Was it fun? Should we give another round of applause? That was great. Thank you very, very much. Well, we're coming to the close of our service. Since we are heading down to the picnic, I'm going to give a benediction, and then we'll sing.
What?
No. Got it covered. I'm good. I'm going to offer a prayer for the blessing of the meal and the benediction, and then we're going to sing Go Now in Peace in a round. Oh, I'm sorry, Kumbaya? Well, then maybe if you were up here. There's a lack of communication in a lot of families.
So there's supposed to be a song here, so we're going to do Kumbaya the Campway. So Andy, come on back up. I know you haven't helped enough today. And Kumbaya, as we do it at camp, is in three parts. So guys and lower-ended voices, you're going to follow Andy. And then middle voices are going to follow Alexis, and higher voices are going to follow me. And it's really, really easy to pick up. It's just three parts that repeat over and over and over again. And I think we're going to do three verses today. So go ahead.
Kumbaya.
Now will you pray with me? Lord, as we gather down in the pavilion to share this time of fellowship and fun, bless us and the food we will be eating. Bless all those who have worked to make this time a special time together. Strengthen us for the week ahead and keep us safe till we meet again. Amen. Now, I believe we are going to sing in a round.
This time I got it.
All right, guys, so one song that really sticks out for us at camp is Go Now in Peace, and it's kind of a message and a benediction for your journey. So we're going to sing it in a round. I guess since you guys are over there. We're going to sing it one time through first, and then Andy and Alexis are going to lead this side, and you guys will start, and I'm going to lead you guys, and we'll echo, and we'll do it two times so we can get it in a round. So...
Go now in peace, go.
Have for you today, please come and join us for our meal.